A warning, this next story may be distressing for some listeners. A survivor of the adolescent unit at Lake Alice Psychiatric Hospital in the 1970s says she was raped by the head of the unit multiple times. 62-year-old Sharon Collis has given evidence at the Royal Commission into Abuse in Care. She was 14 when she was first sent to the unit in 1973. Our reporter Andrew McRae has been at the hearing in Auckland.
Sharon Collis was gang raped just before being sent to Lake Alice. She wasn't believed, and because of that became disruptive at home and school. After receiving electric shock treatment by the head of the unit, Selwyn Leakes, she says she's certain he sexually assaulted her. She spoke of one occasion, waking up after being anaesthetised for ECT. Her top was drawn up and her jeans pulled down.
He put me back to sleep again, and when I woke up for the second time, he was gone. I was sore and sticky between my legs. I felt drunk and ready to pass out. I knew that he had raped me.
She says she had many sessions with Dr. Leakes and knew she was raped again due to swelling and bruising.
I knew he was raping me each time we had our sessions because my vagina was swollen and bruised, and there would be a sticky discharge when I woke up.
Sharon Collis says no one believed her.
I told the staff what Leakes was doing to me, but all they said, I was lying, and I kept telling them, but they just didn't believe me. Annette told me it was my imagination playing up because of the drugs I was on. After the third or fourth time of him raping me, I gave up telling anyone.
She says Dr. Leakes would always give her the creeps and described him as sadistic. She was so depressed and like Alice, she would often contemplate suicide.
The only thing that kept me from actually committing suicide in those really dark times was the thought of finally seeing Leakes pay for what he had put us all through at Lake Alice.
Ms. Collis made a complaint to police in 2002, and after hearing nothing back, her lawyer made contact with them in 2004, but no complaint was ever found.
Other staff members also need to be held accountable, not just Leakes. It's about getting justice for what happened to us and what happened to our families, why we were sent there in the first place. Very few of us would have actually had mental health issues.
Sharon Collis says she's angry no one's been held to account and prosecuted for what was done at Lake Alice.